subheading. To Assyria they have gone. Jehovah has on many occasions rescued his people from powerful enemy nations. The execution of Jehovah's judgments against Pharaoh's Egypt during the Exodus stands to this day as a testament to God's power and the zeal he has for his people, even as Jehovah reminded them of this fact at Hosea 13, 4 and 5. But I am Jehovah your God from the land of Egypt, and there was no God except me that you used to know, and there was no Savior but I. I myself knew you in the wilderness and the land of fevers. Eventually, though, Israel no longer trusted his God to protect him, and so he sought to make political alliances with his enemies, foolishly imagining that making peace with his worldly enemies would somehow provide him with security. What a deplorable lack of faith was demonstrated by the kings of Israel when they forged treaties with the ascending Assyrian Empire and sought favor with Egypt. And Ephraim proves to be like a simple-minded dove without heart. To Egypt they have called, to Assyria they have gone. Interestingly, Hosea 11:1, which says, "When Israel was a boy, then I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son," relates to the establishment of Christianity too. The Bible writer, Matthew, specifically noted that the prophecy of Hosea was fulfilled when Jesus, the Son of God, was also called out of Egypt after Mary and Joseph were told to flee there with the child to escape Herod's infanticidal rage. So, it is apparent that Jehovah's reference to when Israel was a boy applies to the establishment of spiritual Israel. And just as the literal nation of Israel at one time trusted God, but then went astray, spiritual Israel also would follow the same path of degeneracy, so that all things are not as they should be at the time of God's inspection. Indeed, the very same pattern of faithlessness and presumptuous disobedience has been exhibited by the leadership of the Watchtower Society today. There are many reasons to believe that Jehovah has blessed the work of Jehovah's Witnesses and delivered them from many powerful religious and political enemies, just as he did Israel in ancient times. The humble beginning of the International Bible Students was a modern Pentecost-like revival of primitive Christianity. The harrowing accounts of Jehovah's Witnesses in Nazi Germany and Russia, for instance, as well as the experiences from many other lands, including Malawi, are truly inspiring and are an evidence of Jehovah's support and personal care. The yearbooks and other publications of Jehovah's Witnesses have literally thousands of experiences that show Jehovah has blessed his people in small and large matters. In spite of all that God has done on behalf of his people in modern times, in 1992, the Watchtower signed a political alliance with the UN and became a political advocate of the United Nations global agenda. As all of Jehovah's Witnesses know, the Watchtower has for many years identified the United Nations as a devilish counterfeit of the kingdom and a disgusting thing in the eyes of God. That makes the Watchtower's treacherous and duplicitous alliance with the United Nations a disgusting, shameful, and lawless act according to God's standards. It is no different in Jehovah's estimation than what the Israelites did when they willfully dedicated themselves to the disgusting worship of Baal or made alliances with the surrounding nations. How true of modern spiritual Israel! How true of modern spiritual Israel! They themselves went into Baal of Peor, and they proceeded to dedicate themselves to the shameful thing, and they came to be disgusting, like the thing of their love. The Watchtower is well aware that the terms of Jehovah's friendship are non-negotiable. Christ's kingdom is no part of this world. And if any Christian even merely wants to be a friend of this world, he unavoidably constitutes himself an enemy of God. That is why Jehovah's Witnesses scrupulously avoid becoming involved in politics and are even willing to die rather than compromise their Christian integrity by violating the covenant of Christ that requires Christians to be no part of the devil's religious or political system. The boundaries of worldly involvement are very well defined. Yet in spite of that knowledge, the governing body of Jehovah's Witnesses, representing the anointed congregation of spiritual Israel earthwide, have taken it upon themselves to sign a partnership pact with the modern counterpart of the King of Assyria. It is as if the organization has pulled up the borderline markers and illegally moved a spiritual boundary, going out of its way to appease an enemy, exactly as Jehovah's prophet has written. The princes of Judah have become just like those moving back a boundary. Ephraim is oppressed, crushed in justice, for he had taken it upon himself to walk after his adversary. The Watchtower's NGO compact with the United Nations amounts to what the Bible calls a covenant, a binding agreement. How applicable the words of the prophet, "Ephraim is feeding on wind and chasing after the east wind all day long. Lying and despoiling are what he multiplies, and a covenant with Assyria they conclude, and to Egypt oil itself is brought." Regrettably, all of Jehovah's Witnesses have also unknowingly participated in Bethel's wicked scheme. Because the publishers and pioneers have distributed tens of millions of copies of the Watchtower and Awake magazines in the ministry, many articles being written specifically for the purpose of disseminating UN propaganda, all of Jehovah's Witnesses have become guilty in the eyes of God. This is in accord with the Watchtower's own well-articulated principle of community responsibility, as stated in the November 15, 1973 Watchtower article, which declared, quote, "Jehovah's Christian Witnesses want no share in the community responsibility for the sins and corruption of politics. They know that the ones who keep clean from such worldly defilements will be the ones whom God will preserve into his new order." End quote. The Watchtower's own words condemn Jehovah's Witnesses for their sin. How tragic! Just as Hosea 5, 1 and 2 describes, the leadership of the organization has become a snare by spreading their net over all of God's people, bringing the entire organization under Jehovah's judgment. Still, Bethel scoffs at the suggestion that there was anything untoward about their immoral NGO affair. Some apparently assume that the leading men cannot possibly lose God's favor, since the slave has already, according to the Watchtower, been appointed over all the master's belongings. The Watchtower trusts the counsel and guidance of its unduly venerated older men and lawyers. Once again, Hosea's prophecy astutely describes the situation, saying, "You people have plowed wickedness. Unrighteousness is what you have reaped. You have eaten the fruitage of deception. You have trusted in your way, in the multitude of your mighty ones."